bought some lots out on Old Tularosa and had pretty good assets. And the Depression came along, and the traveler stopped coming, and so he lost the Cortez Hotel, which was the Husband Hotel, back to the insurance company in Galveston, American General Insurance Company.
What was your education like growing up here?
I went to Russ Grade School on Copey and McKinley Street. I lived on 3706 Dyer Street, which is the corner of Dyer and McKinley. It was about a nice, gentle 5-6 block walk to school. And Russ Grade School had a bunch of old school teachers, I remember that. They were all old and dedicated and drove the old automobiles. So I think got a very good education. The student body was pretty pacified, and the teachers were a lot of old maids, it seemed like, that worked hard to train you.
Mm-hmm.
And
then you said you were educated at the military academy?
Well, after I graduated from Rusk, I went into Austin Junior High School, which was just 1 or 2 years old at that time. Mm-hmm. That was eighth grade. And I attended Austin High School my freshman and sophomore year, and played football and basketball. And my junior and senior year, went to the Mexico Military Institute in Roswell, New Mexico, and graduated from there in 51. And the Korean War had broken out in June of 1950, and my brother had graduated from the Naval Academy in 1950, and he was on a destroyer in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And so I applied for the Naval Academy my senior year at the Mexico Military Institute and was admitted, and I was winning to U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis June of 1951 and graduated June of 1955. We started off about 1,100 people, had maybe 740 graduates, and served 4 years in the Navy, and worked for my father, who had a restaurant supply business here in town, largest in the Southwest, Harry L. Hussman Jr. Incorporated. I left there in 62 and went to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Wharton School of Finance, and my dad kind of saw the end of the restaurant supply business coming, because McDonald's had their own captive suppliers.
Mm-hmm.
So he sold out at auction and used the money and got into commercial real estate. He's a realtor and is a real estate owner.
Hmm.
So that's how I got out of the University of Pennsylvania with a degree in finance, and went to work for the Southwest National Bank in 1964, June of 1964, and started my banking career.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you were a banker for the rest of...
Stayed at Southwest National Bank from 64 to 73, and probably about 1966, the bank sold out, and then to some out-of-town people headed up by Fred Corth and a fellow named Mike Price out of Fort Worth, and then in probably about 1970, Southwest National Bank, which was a local independent bank, sold out to what was then the First City National Bank out of Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And in 73, I left